540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. It's much hotter than it should be for September in the South and along the East Coast into New England. In some cases, it's record-breaking heat. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren on what's ahead.
The Northeast will have another day back into the 90s tomorrow. More significant cooling for the Great Lakes by Friday. Even the Northeast will be back down into the 80s. Still warm, but not as hot as the past couple of days.
CBS's Christian Benavides reports on the heat and school students.
Early in the school year, some districts are calling early dismissals because classrooms don't have enough air conditioning, or in some cases, any AC.
During the whole school day, I was sweating.
It's so humid. The cafeteria is like this huge cafeteria. There's no air at all.
The National Weather Service says temperatures are more than 10 degrees higher than normal.
A federal judge says Texas must remove the buoy barrier from the Rio Grande that was installed at the order of Governor Greg Abbott to keep migrants out. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez with more.
The Biden administration quickly sued, arguing that it impeded Border Patrol agents from patrolling the border, that these barriers endangered the safety of migrants because it forced them to swim through deeper parts of the Rio Grande, rather, and that it hurt U.S.-Mexico relations.
Mexico's Supreme Court rules that national laws prohibiting abortion are unconstitutional and has thrown out all federal criminal penalties related to the procedure. Giselle Carino with the international feminist organization Fos Feminista.
The feminist movement around the world is connected, and we hope that this serves as inspiration, as opportunity to exchange, to collaborate with those in the U.S.,
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on a study that looks at cancer and who's getting it.
The number of people younger than 50 being diagnosed with cancer has risen 80% worldwide in three decades. Cancer deaths of people under 50 increased by nearly 30%, according to the largest study of its kind ever. More than 1 million people under 50 are now dying of cancer worldwide annually.
There will be new helmets for some NFL quarterbacks to help them avoid concussions. It's a Vicey's position-specific soft-shell helmet. Vicey's co-founder Dave Marver.
It has a wider field of peripheral view than any helmet on the market. So players can see the field. They can locate the ball more quickly. They can see a blocker coming.
The first openly gay player to play in an NFL regular season game is retiring. Carl Nassib came out in 2021 while with the Las Vegas Raiders. He spent last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The 30-year-old says he's ready to move on. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover. of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by NACDU's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which happens every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3.
Hey, we're here with a state representative, and I got that right, State Representative Heather Keeler. I always want you to be state senator, so you don't have to go through every 2 years of hell. But hey, thank you so much for stopping in, and I know you're a busy person here, and really appreciate you dropping in.
Thanks for having me. I always love the daily text messages, right? Like, hey, how are you? You want to step on the show and making it work. So sorry, I'm in my car. But we have some updates to provide, I guess, from the legislative lens. You know, I was serving on MIAC, which is the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. And I think part of the job that we don't really talk about is just the taxing part of being in this role as Indigenous people. Often, people aren't maybe necessarily mad at my politics, but they're mad at me for who I am as a Indigenous queer person in this world. And so I carried a lot of Indigenous legislation in the last 3 years. As you know, Robert, we've been talking all the way from, we made Indigenous Peoples Day a state recognized holiday. We have Indigenous education for all. We did a lot of things around MIFPA and protecting ICWA in Minnesota. And it was a lot for me. And so I've actually taken the time to step away from that area and that table and that space of work to really kind of protect myself, because I think we can't do good for our communities, and especially like our underserved and underrepresented communities, if we aren't taking care of ourselves. And so it was a really hard decision, emotional decision, but I kind of want to share that here because I think it's important for us to realize that in any situation, as I'm a single mom, I have my own business, we're doing a lot, and we're givers. And for us to give really well in any space, we have to be able to kind of hone things back in and take care of ourselves to maybe go back to the fight later. And I think that's one thing, as I've gone back to like our traditional elders, that's one of the pieces of advice they've given me, is that, we don't have to be at the forefront of this fight consistently always. So I'm excited to kind of just step back and be a mom, enjoy, you know, my kids' senior year. But that does mean that, you know, I won't be on all these bills. I won't be the champion for a lot of these Indigenous issues in the next year, or maybe 2 or 3 years, just as I protect myself in this space.
Bravo. Really, really good. I know how hard you work and how many things that you've helped with and all the places you, I see you at. That is really good news to hear, because we want State Representative Heather Keeler to be healthy and be with us working on Native issues and being who you are. So I just, you know, I should hit the applause button here on my board here, but really, really good job. I always forget about that applause button, but yeah, good for you. Seriously, if you don't have it, you can't give it away, and you need to have it.
Right. And I think that's so true. Like, and also, you know, I've been really honest and open about my mental health. And I know that, you know, that's kind of been something that's weird to talk about. You know, I know politicians don't necessarily talk about the hard stuff, but, you know, we came out of a pandemic. It was hard on our kids. It was hard on us. You know, we're all suffering from this new, you know, mental illness of isolation and what that did to us. And so I'm just trying to be, I guess, honest, but more in this space, I hope that I'm setting an example for those of you who are listening, that maybe in your life, you feel like you just keep saying yes to things because they're so meaningful. But it's okay to say, yeah, that's really interesting right now. I just don't have the time, you know, and maybe try later. And I want our communities to be healthy. And I know that we're spread so thin as the Indigenous community. We know it, you know, like being one of the few elected officials in the space. I know you have Indigenous doctors and physicians on here on a regular basis. They're spread very thin all over the place. And so I guess if you need to hear the message as you're listening to that, it's okay to say not right now, and it's okay to take some things off your plate. Our communities will be healthier when we do that in a good way.
Yes, keep it up. And I've always said that Heather Keeler is a doer, and I think picking what you do is still being a doer. So, you know, again, bravo. I just am so for mental health and people taking care of themselves. So thank you, you know, for bringing this up and talking to our audience about that, because I'm sure there's some doers out there listening to this show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want all of us to be healthy. I've sat at a lot of tables, you know, as the vice chair of Children and Family and Human Services and Education, that we've put a lot of really good investments into mental health around the state this year and ongoing. And so just trying to stop the stigma from being like, we can't talk about it, because we know 80% of Americans actually really struggle with some mental health needs that aren't able to be addressed. So check in with each other. School is hard. Also want to say big shout out to our college students who have made their way, you know, away from home to try higher education. I'm really proud of you. And I think all of us are really excited to see what you do with your life. But that's a hard time, too. You know, for those of us who leave our communities to try something new, you know, that can be hard. So just make sure you're reaching out to those people who are out on those new adventures and trying school in different ways. You know, make sure that you send good energy to them and snacks and food. We know our college students are always tight on budgets and looking for food. Yeah. So just be there for them as well.
Yeah, really good point, because I know we talk about the young ones because I was a high school teacher that we, but the college students really need our support too. And I'm just tongue tied here, State Representative Heather Keeler. It's got to see you, Wendy and I got to see you a little while ago, and it's we don't see it enough, but that's mm-hmm. our fault because you're everywhere. You know, so I don't know. I feel like a proud uncle here. I really do. And I really have seen so much great things from you. And now taking care of yourself is huge. I'm blabbering here, though. But talk a little bit about your business, too, because I see you have your Two Feathers hoodie that I'm waiting for in the mail.
Oh, Yeah, no, I have your guys's, that's for sure. So Two Feathers is a business that I started. We do keynote speaking and educational motivational speaking, mainly around Indigenous needs in areas of healthcare, education, and community engagement. It's a three generations thing. It's me and my mom, and then my son is joining us with kind of where we've been in this work, what we're doing in this work, and what we hope to do in the work around educating our communities, because often we've learned that in the K-12 system, there's just things that people didn't learn about Indigenous communities. And we love to share that opportunity in a beautiful way. So it's fun. We got a lot of gigs coming up in the next couple weeks, but always looking for new opportunities. I love to host panels and events as well.
Now, how can we get a hold of you?
Two Feathers LLC.com is my website, so you can see information there, and there's booking email forms there that you can send.
Perfect. Well, a state senator or state representative.
No, you did it again. Stop calling me a senator.
It looks like you're in your minivan, and you're going to pick up your students, your children at school. So I appreciate you stopping in. Really, really appreciate you stopping in and all the work you do. And please take care of yourself like it sounds like you are.
Thank you. Appreciate you all. See you.
State Representative Heather Keeler. We'll be right back with a special guest. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market. They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursdays until October from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. More at NACD.org and tell them Native Roots Radio sent you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I got a special guest here, hardworking actor, all these great things. And then you were at the fair for a million days, and it was a million degrees. I want to introduce my Hinu, Jaleesa McKee. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh.
So talk a little bit about this last week, and maybe give a shout out to some of our fans that came by and said hi. It was really fun, and talk about what you and your sister and brother-in-law did.
Yeah, it was a great 12 days at the Minnesota State Fair. We've, as a family, have always been a big Minnesota State Fair fan. And there's just something about being there in a whole different light and having that booth and connecting with people that either want to learn about more about what we're doing, about the Native culture, about the artists, are Native themselves and want to support, and those that, you know, are not Native that just want to support. It was just great conversations. I don't know if y'all can tell, but my voice is pretty shot because we're in constant conversations. The booth isn't just about, you know, transactions. You know, we obviously love that we have Native American art and that we're able to support those local businesses, but it's also about the conversations that come with it. So yeah, like I said, my voice is shot, and I had the best time with my sister, with you and Wendy, and my brother-in-law, Micah.
Yes, and you had fun, and it was great. It was a grueling 9 in the morning. Of course, you had to get there earlier until 9 at night, and it was a million degrees this fair.
Yeah, we had some really great, beautiful days, and I will say, even though we're kind of tucked in, you know, beyond that blue barn and way past the pickles, the deep fried pickles, you know, we're over in West End Market. We have a great breeze. We have that, you know, that hill right there. And it's very fun getting to know the other vendors, because a lot of them over in that area are other small local businesses. And we got a nice breeze. I will say the last 2 days were very hot. I was like, just like, I had that like towel thing on my head, and I'm like, just still just loving it.
Yeah, and it's fun too, because I feel like you and your sister are like me, where we get energy from people.
Yes.
And so the days flew by. I only helped out a couple days, but they all flew by. And frankly, you guys last year said that I couldn't make the whole 12 days. You poo-hooed me, and I did. But you know what? I don't think I could have made the whole 12 days with this weather. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Well, you're always very missed when you're not there. Aww. And people ask, and it's really exciting when you are there, and even when you aren't there, when people come up and say, hey, we listened to the show. It's just like very humbling and very, very much an honor to be a part of our family. And you know, Haley and everybody else here. And, so that's really exciting. People see the connection. They listen to the show, and so then they would come out to see us, and then also just people that want to support Native artists.
Right. And we had quite a few Native artists. We had, some Ivan, paintings there, and we've had him over the years, and he's been just a great draw.
Yes, he is one of my favorite artists that I've ever encountered. I love that he has all original paintings, the way he does it, just the heart in what you see in those Native people, and like the combination with the cityscapes, the urban. Oh yeah, I could go on about Ivan.
Yeah, well, maybe explain that just a little better for our listeners, because they can't see it, one, how excited you are, unless they're watching this on Facebook or YouTube. But you talk about the cityscape, and then we have possible Native in a full regalia or war bonnet or whatever that's right in the middle of this 21st century street.
Yeah, you know, I think you and Jelaine have talked perhaps more in depth with Ivan than I have, but even those encounters that I have had with him, he's just such a wholesome, honorable, just very, very humble Native man. And I think those combinations with like the urban cityscape and then with the Native person, I think it's just very much, for me, when I look at it, it's remembering what our ancestors did, where we come from, and making that very real into modern urban life. So that's, you know, I just love to talk to Ivan about it more, but well, that's my take.
The interesting too, let me go one step further with that, because I think Native artists get pigeonholed though too. It's like, hey, you know, this beautiful painting isn't enough. You got to throw a teepee in there to make it an Indian. And it's like, no. Right.
Right. Yeah. What is that? What's the word that we talk about with that? It's like, I don't know, just basically having artwork or even plays like we've talked about, since I've been involved in acting, with a specifically Native theater, where you don't just stereotype the Native experience. As a Native person, it's not just, like you said, you throw a feather on it or you throw a, you know, a dream catcher on it and you call it Native. It's, no, let's actually get to know the culture and the people for who they are.
As people.
Exactly.
As human beings. And I think that's one of the things over the years have, especially when I was younger, have been really, I don't want to say diluted, but I think it's been accentuated that we're dinosaurs and we're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not amongst you. And we have a small percentage of Native Americans in this country, but at one time we were 100%.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, that reminds me, too, of just like these conversations that I would have with people that maybe wanted to understand more and wanted to learn, and just reminding them of, like, it was just your great, my great, great Helen McKee that was in boarding schools.
Right.
I mean, things happen now and things happen so recently. And I think a lot of times it's hard for people to understand how horrible and horrendous things were and things are. And so they want to put it, you know, to desensitize it. They want to put it into, this was so long ago.
Get over it.
Yeah. But it's like, no, this is real today. And this was real. Even boarding schools, you know, not that many generations ago were right here.
Well, trauma's handed down, not only learned, but the DNA and all the blood that's in you. And it's hard to unlearn it, whether a lot of our relatives have a lot of anxiety. And I know I can suffer from anxiety and stressful situations. Mm-hmm. And it's really... You know, we're still here. You know, we say that at the end of the show, and we haven't left. And the resilience of our ancestors is amazing, but it came with a price.
Exactly. Well said.
Yeah.
I almost said, well said, Choka. You're not Choka
yet. You're going to call me Grandpa.
Oh,
no. Oh.
That was really weird.
Haley, my daughter was going to call me Grandpa.
I know. Hey, Cuzzy. Thanks for joining us. Good to see
you. Yes, good to see you, Cuzzy. Yes.
Yeah, I know I always make fun of Daga. So Daga means uncle in Ho-Chunk. So that's what I call Robert. But yeah, I joke around and sometimes call him Choka. Choka Robert. Choka.
Yeah. Or what else do you call me? Call me something like Boomer.
Boomer Bobby.
Yeah, Boomer Bobby.
That's
like,
funny.
Wow. No, it's not. No. But, you know, the family, I think, you know, in your field too, and I know you don't have to talk about what you do for a 9-to-5, but it's about breaking cycles. It's a cycle breaking, whether it's a recovery or talking about it with a therapist or talking about it with the elder or getting it out of you. It's breaking the cycle of trauma, which comes in so many different ways. You know, you think people... Maybe when I was younger, I think people were acting a fool to me or were crazy, but yet, no, they were suffering from some sort of trauma.
Absolutely. I'm glad you bring that up, too. I mean, yeah, in my day job and the work that I do, it's very much addressed of what are we carrying down to our children? What have we experienced from our parents?
Mm-hmm.
And that we oftentimes won't even realize. So that's carried down, and I mean, significantly that will happen in any ethnic group or race that has been oppressed the way Natives have been. So,
right. And it's out there too to everyone.
We don't
corner the market, because I always like to bring up the fact that Europe and all these other foreign countries, so when they came here to colonize, they didn't really bring their brightest and best. So that's just remember about that. And then also, they were all drinking on the way here, because you couldn't drink salt water. So they all had little sips of brandy, whether it took them 3 months to get here, they, no matter what age. So there's that alcoholism that runs rampant here in the United States and all over the world, don't get me wrong. But I mean, the colonizers had a head start, you know, with their with their drinking and whatever. But hey, Jaleesa, can you hang on another segment here?
This Absolutely. Is fun. This is so fun.
Right. Hey, we're here with actor, entrepreneur, Jaleesa McKee. We'll be right back after this short break.
Pina Gigi.
Ho-wah. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Extreme heat lingers across the South and East Coast. It makes it difficult for students in schools without air conditioning. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
According to a recent study, about 14,000 public schools that didn't need cooling systems in the 1970s will need them by 2025 at a cost of almost $40 billion.
Remove the floating barriers from the Rio Grande and don't set up any more. That order from a federal judge to Texas in the state's effort to keep migrants from crossing into this country. More from CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Texas has 10 days until September 15th to move these barriers away from the middle of the Rio Grande.
CBS's Adrian Bard reports that Mexico's Supreme Court has voted to decriminalize abortion.
Mexico's highest court said the legal system that penalizes abortion was unconstitutional. The decision means women across Mexico will have access to abortion without the fear of being arrested.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
It looks great. Hey, I'm here with my Hinu, which means first daughter and number one daughter here in Ho-Chunk. And we're just filling time here.
Cool.
Appreciate you.
Happy to do that.
You just did the fair, and prior to the fair, you were in a play. And it was a heavy-duty play, and I want to just, before we get into that too much, I want to mention this before we get too far into it, is that to me, the play was written by a Native American. Mm-hmm. It starred in Native Americans and the Native American cast and, of course, the director and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is with that play, it was kind of what we were talking about with art. It was, you know, it wasn't feathers and smoke. It was people talking about real issues. And you know what I mean? And like people.
Absolutely. We, you know, with that last play that I was in, a part of a New Native Theater, amazing experience. But to go off of what you just said, there was a performance one night. We had 14 performances. And after each performance, we would have the actors and sometimes our therapists that we worked with just to make sure we were all taken care of as an audience and as actors. There was one night where someone who is Native stood up and said, thank you. And he almost was like, he was so profoundly saying it. It was like almost like he was just ready to release it. Mm. And he just said, thank you so much. This is the first piece of work that I have seen where we are not being stereotyped.
Wow.
And it was so powerful. And then I found out after the show, it was one of my dear friends from college. She had brought him. So it was her friend. So it was really cool to meet him. But that is just an example of how great the play was written, our director, how great she directed it and all that. And yeah, it was a play that was just, it was about Native people, but we were just people. It wasn't any type of stereotypes.
Right. Heavy subject, too.
And, yes.
Before I forget, too, I want you to introduce yourself and tell us your name.
Yes. My name is Jalisa. I'm Chosh Shep Wakaha Winga, Holy Eagle Woman.
Yes, you are. And I love your name. It's beautiful. And I wanted to hear you say that.
Thanks.
We had our Chilka give us our names in the last few years, and it was an unbelievable experience. And kind of stunning for me, because remember what he said? What did he say to what he said? Say your name.
It was just such a cute moment. Jillian and I, my sister and I, we giggle and we have fun with Jaji over here. We tease sometimes, right? And he teases us. It's all love. But when the ceremony was happening with Chilka, he was just like, okay, this is your name. And he presented it. And then Jaji said it back, but we were teasing him because we felt like he said it back as a question.
Yeah.
And, like, and I said it.
No, I think, didn't I say it with a question, but also didn't I say the English version?
Yeah, something like that.
Distant Thunder? No, say it.
Yeah, and Choco was like, no, say it. So it was really sweet, though.
Well, Jalisa's our actor in the family, and it's fun, too, because we talk about things that we've done in the past, and you look at things with a actor/writer look to it, and you know, there's like a story of Wendy and the Jackass actor. I don't want you to tell the story, but it's just we laugh about that every 3 months.
Yeah, there's just certain moments where I'm sure a lot of people can relate, especially if you've studied any type of theater or writing. But there's some family moments where we all are like, wow, that could have been, you know, a comedy sketch. Like, we're all just crazy in the best way, in different ways.
Exactly. But, you know, that's to work on characters and things like you went to college for acting and that just that different kind of eye observing. I observed people really well, too, I think. But I think you observe them as characters.
Absolutely. Well, my sort of like thesis, my senior project in undergrad was like, basically saying everybody's story is worth being told. We all have a story. We're all the main character of our own stories, right? But it's the lucky ones that get written down, they get produced, they get put on TV, movies, plays, whatever. So yeah, absolutely. I see it through that lens. I mean, and even comedy is really just an exaggerated truth, right? That's why we laugh, we relate to it. So and then, of course, drama, you know, is it pulls out and we can relate to that as well, those hardships.
So this next play that you may be involved in is a comedy, right?
It is.
And those are hard to do, to pull off.
Timing. And yeah, that's a totally different aspect of...
Ask me what the... what is it? How does that go again? Ask me Oh, shoot. How does that statement go? Ask me what's the key to comedy?
Right.
Ask me.
What's the key to
timing?
Yep.
You already said. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun working for the same theater because I love this theater. It's one mm-hmm. of the only all-native theater around, and some really great big things are happening. I couldn't be more grateful for the theater company, Rihanna, Charlie, everybody over there. So
yeah, we had Rihanna on, and she couldn't, and I didn't even think about this, but as a union actor, she couldn't talk about Dark Winds, and she had written the first episode of Dark Winds, which just ended an amazing drama show on television that just ended, and it ended because I think they had 6 or 8 episodes or very few episodes, but it's pretty intense. And that's got to be a hard thing to see this, the actors and the writers. And I know how goofy AI is right now, and I don't even know where the heck that came from, but I have a website where I can type in do a Native American intro to a radio show, and then in less than a second, I have 10 examples.
Right.
So the writer's got to be really worried about not only getting paid, but also being taken over by AI.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't know. That seems so over my reach at this point.
Yeah, well, mine too. Yeah. It's happening. The future's now, and it's happening. I mean, you know, I'm from the era of horse and buggies. Thank you.
I just laughed like you. I just went. Sorry, everybody.
Poor thing, that DNA thing. But so what, you know, let's go back to the fair real quick. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. We talk about natives, and for the most part, natives do everything from toe to tail, meaning if they're trapping or whatever, they use everything, whether it's but we were next to a booth that it seemed like cowboys and Indians. I don't know if anyone came out there, but it was hard to kind of look over there every once in a while. I know it was hard for me to see our relatives that way.
There's so many mixed feelings about that because, you know, as a counselor, I definitely take a lens of acceptance of all different walks and all different opinions. But at the same time, we're very to empower one another to speak out, you know, if we don't align with something or if we really don't see that being any type of moral compass or integrity involved. So, yeah, it was definitely interesting. Yeah, I mean, I will say that we, Jelaine and I, are very friendly. Like you said, we're extroverted, so we find a lot of energy in being there 12 plus hours and speaking to people. Right. So we definitely created good relationships with all of the neighbors.
And the plant people.
We hope the plant people are back. Shout out to them. I don't know if we should say their names, but yeah.
You can always say their first names.
Yeah. We had a blast just supporting one another. It would be one of those things where like, good morning, like we got our coffee. It's going to be another great day at the fair.
Right.
I was laughing because I grew up at church camp and then like did, you know, different things like that. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at camp. You're like doing all this stuff all day and so much fun. And then you get hardly any sleep and then you get to do it again.
Right. You're just missing the swimming part.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted. Yeah. There was times where we really wished this fair would have a pool or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's back up, too, because you guys did the a week before. So this is like. What, 3 weeks of intense people lifting things, going here and there, and you know, my Chujunk Haley helped you guys.
Thank you, Haley.
Couldn't have done it without her, especially out in Shakopee, and that was really nice, but also super hot.
Yeah, it was so hot on Saturday, and then I actually held back on Sunday, so Haley was there, and then Friday Haley was able to help as well because I didn't take work off because I took a whole week off for the fair.
Right.
So thank you, Haley.
It's so nice anytime. To
work together. Yeah. So, but it was hot. I mean, and I don't complain about the weather. I don't like to do that, but it was just like, it was hot.
Right. Yeah, and I used
it's a statement.
Right, I used to love the heat, but, you know, I was on a boat or something. Yeah. Not in the middle of a concrete jungle like the fair.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
Haley, did you have fun helping out there at Shakopee?
I had a blast at Shakopee. That was like the biggest powwow I had ever been to. So I had fun just meeting everyone and making connections and hanging out with my family, my honey hay, and would do it all over again in a heartbeat. So I can't wait for next year.
Yay. Yeah, and more like events and just doing other things. Now that we're getting more and more of a handle of you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting too about Haley. Now, I got to just tell you the story because I think you might have witnessed it. So we were out there Thursday, Friday, right? And I was on the phone, you know, and I did some interviews and we did roll-in interviews. And Haley was basically, we won't tell her this, but she was the host of the show. So the next day, my phone overheated. My phone overheated. So she didn't know I was on. And she never said, well, what do you think, Robert? And she just took the whole show. And I said, well, I guess she doesn't need me. And did a great job, Haley.
Thank you. Pina Gigi, right? Dude, you gotta keep it rolling.
That was great. Yep.
Oh, that was one of the things that was really funny when we first did the show 7 years ago. We were on for an hour on Saturdays. Do you remember the, do you remember the first show? We had no commercials. So what that meant was we had to talk for a whole damn hour without any break.
Yep. And there was like, I don't even remember if we had like muting or anything. It was like,
oh my God, you're right. Let's talk about that a little bit and the history of Native Roots Radio here in our last segment. Can you hold on?
Absolutely.
Right on. Hey, we're with Haley and Jaleesa McKee. I love saying your name. And we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Upfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Upfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
Attention art enthusiasts, experience Laura Youngbird's Indie Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, a solo exhibition by Laura Youngbird presented by All My Relations Arts this summer. All My Relations Arts aims to foster connections between contemporary American Indian artists, preceding generations, diverse audiences, and the vitality of the American Indian cultural corridor. Laura Youngbird is a talented artist from the Minnesota Chippewa Grand Portage Band that uses the dress as a metaphor to address social issues, injustices, and biases. Through mixed media combining drawing, painting, and prints, Laura explores the dress as a powerful symbol in her work, revealing layers of meaning. Her series examines mixed emotions and themes like common threads, loose ends, and vulnerability. And you can see Laura Youngbird's Inde Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, all summer through September 9th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Plan your visit and let the moving art speak to your heart. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! We got to do that again. Jaleesa didn't howl.
Oh, my gosh. I missed the cue. Forgive me.
Hey, we're here with Jaleesa McKee, who's an actor, an entrepreneur, and also all-around groovy girl.
Well, and thanks. I learned from the best.
Oh, there'll be something a little extra in your stocking this year for saying that. Judge. Hey, we were kind of reminiscing about 7 years ago, and Jaleesa was working with Native Roots Radio at the time, too. And the first show we did, it was interesting because the first show we did was on Standing Rock. And yes. We'd all been to Standing Rock.
Yes.
So we had, we all had things to say.
Lots to say, yep.
But we didn't, it was funny. I thought, well, Jaleesa, you should do these live reads. And we didn't have anybody sponsoring us yet, I think. We were having, definitely some sponsors were coming. So
yeah. We
knew that. But so my great idea was like, hey, Jaleesa, why don't you, do a live read of like events. But we didn't think that you ended up doing it in the same room in the studio as us, so we couldn't say anything. We weren't on a break for the whole hour of the show, which is really funny because it was intense.
Were we not? Did we? It was. We had Choka there too. It was four of us.
We tricked Choka into being on the show.
Yeah.
Curtis West.
That's right. Like, just get out of here. He's like, no. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, and it was funny because he offered to come and do a prayer, which I missed before every show. We used to do a prayer when we were on once a week before the show, and he would do that.
Smudge, yep.
Yeah, and we tricked him into it because the two people that were supposed to be on bailed. Remember that?
And it was like a panic right before. I remember you saying something, and I thought I was being like this great, like, getting the word out on the social media. I think I was on Facebook Live, like, hey, we're at AM 950. And meanwhile, you're like, Jaleesa, let's go. people come. So it was.
We're live.
Yeah.
Jaleesa's out there saying, hey, everyone, check us out.
Yeah. I can't believe how long ago that was now. So, and look at you now, Judge.
Yeah, 7 years older.
So cool.
Oh, my gosh. We have a special guest here. Oh, my gosh. I got to add her on right now.
No way.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
One of my favorite people ever.
Oh, hi, Jaleesa. How are you? Good to see you.
Oh, great to see you, Rihanna. I'm good. My voice is a little weird from talking so much at the fair for 12 days to people, and I love it. Yeah. But, with the Native Roots Trading Post booth, lots of talking.
Well, Jaleesa, do some more talking and introduce our guest here.
This is the wonderful Rihanna Yazzie. I don't even know what I can actually say on the radio about you. There's like so many amazing things. But I first met Rihanna because I wanted to just get back into acting, and I found out about New Native Theater and I took a class, and then a couple years later I took a class again, and then I auditioned for one of her full productions,
which was a great play. Rihanna, thanks for stopping in, and we only have a few more minutes left, but I thought it'd be fun to have you sneak in with Jaleesa on today.
Yeah, well, thanks for the last minute invite, and I looked at my email real quick and was like, oh, I need to jump on.
Cool.
So what's going on? That's what's going on with New Native Theater and coming up here. And, geez, I wish I wasn't so busy because I've always wanted to act because teaching was acting, all those years.
We need you, Robert. We have a role specifically for you.
Someone with a big nose. Sure. Someone with a big nose.
Ho-chunk and everything. No.
yes. I believe it. You have the radio voice. You have it all.
Yes. Well, we do have a play that we're casting right now. It's called Christmas in Ochopee. So you guessed it. We're doing a Christmas play. And it's basically Christmas in the Everglades. It's a Miccosukee play. And it's written by a Miccosukee playwright named Montana Cypress, who is hilarious. He writes fantastic comedies. And we've been wanting to produce his play like since before the pandemic. And finally, we're able to do it and have watched him grow and develop the play with him. And so we've got 8 actors in the Twin Cities area we're hoping to cast. And essentially it's a funny story about a young Native man who brings home a white fiance to his very surprised Indian family.
Kind of a look who's coming to dinner takeoff.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe a funny version of it where somebody has a pet alligator and that alligator accidentally gets cooked for dinner. So.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Earmuffs for Wendy.
Yeah, right, exactly. So how can people reach out to you, Rihanna, to try out or
audition?
Mm-hmm. Is there a website, Facebook?
Yeah.
Smoke signals? So
I think that looking on our website, the most up-to-date stuff is always going to be on our Instagram and our Facebook, but yeah, check out our Instagram. We do have Zoom auditions this Sunday at noon Central Time. And if you can't make that audition, just send us an email and we'll set up a time that works for you. But we're really excited and interested in seeing who's out there. Because we've got these big, incredible characters, you know, like the dad, and his dog was eaten by an alligator, and now he thinks the soul of his dog is in this alligator. And then we've got his wife who can't wait to take the whole family to a theme park because, you know, they're in Florida. And then, you know, mom tries to set up the son with his ex native girlfriend, you know.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. It's a ridiculous, wonderful, funny play. And then the uncle is this Christian evangelist, you know, so we've got a lot of really interesting parts.
That's awesome. And so look for New Native Theater on Facebook and Instagram and reach out audition if you need to. Hey, Rihanna, mm-hmm. I want to say it's, I know you can't really talk about this, but I just want to congratulate you on a great season. Dark Winds was awesome. Oh, and you know, you wrote the first show, and that's all I can say because of union restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to be a writer on a television series for the first time during a strike, and it's you know, one of like a tiny handful of Native shows with Native writers, so it's a little bittersweet. I'm not promoting you know, but I am just talking about like what a wonderful experience it was. And thanks for watching. I'm super proud of the season we had. Really, really am.
Right on.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great. And just seeing over the years how you just keep plugging away and better and better. This last play, it was just so well done. And that starts with the director and then goes down to the actors. And I mean that in a really sincere way, is that that was amazing. And Jaleesa and I talked a little bit about that play that she was in. But it was amazing. And it was not only amazing directed, but to pick that play out, it was very bravo.
That's a big thing is I think it's so important to curate plays that are, you know, by Native authors for Native audiences, and that give Native actors opportunity to grow and to just showcase what they have inside of them, because I think as Native audiences, we're all craving to see ourselves reflected back, and that's super important. So you're always gonna know that you're gonna have Native stories at New Native Theater that center Native people, Native audiences, Native artists.
Well, I'm so glad you could make it on for these last few minutes, really. Hold on when we end the show here, and we can talk for a minute. Hey, Thank you, Jaleesa McKee.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.